You're listening to Detroit Today on 101.9 WDET. I'm Stephen Henderson, and as always, thanks for tuning in. The Midwest Literary Walk is returning to Chelsea, Michigan next week after going virtual during the height of the COVID-19 pandemic. Organizers say this year's lineup is one of the festival's best yet. One of the featured authors this year is someone named Don Winslow. He is an international best-selling author whom Stephen King calls one of America's best storytellers. That is indeed high praise. His newest book, City on Fire, is the first installment in a planned trilogy about crime families in New England. Don Winslow will speak at the Midwest Literary Walk next Saturday, April 23rd, at 1 p.m. at the Main Street Church. And I have to say, if you've never been to the Midwest Literary Walk, this really might be the year that you got to get out there. It is such a joyful and intellectually rich experience to interact with all the authors they have there. But Don Winslow, welcome to Detroit Today.
Thanks very much. Thanks for having me.
Sure. So you have written more than 20 novels in your career, and an awful lot of them focus on crime and the people who commit crimes and the people who are sort of caught up in the crosshairs of all of that. So tell me what it is about crime and crime writing that makes you think it's so interesting and the thing that you come back to over and over again.
Well, there are a few things. One, I love the genre. I love the quality of the writing in the genre over the years, you know, from Raymond Chandler through Detroit's own Elmore Leonard, you know, and up to the present. Second, you know, I think as crime fiction writers, we write about humanity in extremis. We get to see people at their worst and at their best and in dramatic moments, and that's attractive to a writer. And third, you know, it lets us write, if we choose to, about real subjects, and I think important subjects. I was listening to your previous guest, you know, talking about marijuana and talking about drugs. Three of my books sort of covered the history of the Mexican drug cartels and drug trafficking, the opioid epidemic, immigration. And so in crime fiction, you know, we can treat those subjects in a fictional way, I think get the reader underneath the headlines to look at the real human experience.
Wow. Wow. So give us a synopsis of City on Fire and the themes that you're dealing with in this book.
You know, City on Fire is the first time I've written about my home. I typically write about California or Mexico. And this brings me back to New England, to the era of the crime wars in New England when the Irish and Italian mobs variously fought for control. I based the book, though, on the old Greek and Roman classics. This is the first of a trilogy, and it follows the course of the Aeneid and the Iliad and the Odyssey, but in a very contemporary way. So I think you can read the book as a straight-up crime novel without any reference to the classics. Or, you know, if that's your thing, you'll find the parallels there, and I hope enjoy them.
So I'm really interested in the Homer parallel, because I think that so much of American fiction in particular does borrow heavily from that form, the idea of the journey in American fiction is so powerful. So many stories are sort of centered around that. I don't know that I've seen such an explicit, I guess, embrace of that in a story before. So talk a little more about what you're doing here.
You know, I've been working on this thing for about 20 years. You know, I picked it up and set it down and picked it up and set it down as I was doing other things. And also, frankly, sometimes doubting my ability to do this. But back, I guess it was in the mid 90s, I realized how ignorant I really was. You know, I have a very kind of narrow education in African history and military history. And I loved that, and it's still a passion. But I realized I didn't know much about literature. And so I grabbed one of those, you know, great book lists. There are 100 of them, I guess. And I decided I was going to read my way through it, which took 7 years. But very early in that process, I came across, obviously, the Greek classics and the Greek dramatic tragedies and the Aeneid. And they just struck me so much that, you know, I saw parallels in modern crime, both in real events and in fiction, in those stories.
Wow.
And picking up on your idea of the journey, you know, that is the great American literary form. And this trilogy does move from east to west, as sort of the country did. And frankly, as I did, you know, leaving New England when I was 17 and ending up out here in California after kind of wandering the world. So those themes were evocative to me. And I think, you know, consciously or subconsciously, I think we're all affected by them and inspired by them.
I'm talking with Don Winslow. He is an international best-selling author. His new novel is titled City on Fire. It's on sale April 26th. He is also a featured author at this year's Midwest Literary Walk on Saturday, April 23rd in Chelsea, Michigan. His appearance is at 1 p.m. at the Main Street Church. If you want to join the conversation, give us a call. Are you a fan of Don Winslow and his work? Are you a fan of crime fiction, which is the genre that he has written so many books about? Also, give us a call and let us know what kinds of stories and themes most interest you. Are you excited for this year's Midwest Literary Walk, which is back in person after 2 years of the COVID-19 pandemic, when we couldn't gather to talk about and think about literature together? As always, the number here on the phones is 313-577-1019. That's 313-577-1019. You can also go to the WDET Facebook page or to Twitter, hashtag us, and we'll work you into the conversation that way. Let's talk about this this theme, or the title of the book, I guess, City on Fire. There's an element of destruction in the book, and talk about how that drives your characters in the story.
Yeah, you know, my protagonist is a guy named Danny Ryan, who starts off as sort of a minor foot soldier in the Irish Syndicate and has to assume a much larger role trying to save his friends and his families. But, you know, ultimately, you know that they're headed for destruction. And, you know, it's funny. We always think of the Iliad as telling the full story of the fall of Troy. It doesn't. We only get it in the Aeneid, with this guy looking back at his life and talking about the destruction of his home and the death of his wife and the place that he had to flee. And I was really attracted to him as sort of a poignant and soulful kind of character, you know. And so Danny Ryan in this book embodies that.
Yeah. As always, again, 313-577-1019 is the number on the phones. Let's get to Michelle in Ann Arbor. Michelle, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I just wanted to say I was so excited to hear Mr. Winslow on your show this morning. I have just started reading his books, but I'm a big fan of his on Twitter. I really appreciate his political commentary as well, and I just wanted to thank him for, you know, his videos and his straight talk, Truth to Power, the last 5 years. And I'm just happy to know that he's coming to Michigan. I'll try to show up in Chelsea as well.
Yeah, Michelle, thanks very much for the call. Don, do you want to talk more about your political activism and how important that is?
Yeah. Okay, firstly, thank you, Michelle, for the kind words. I appreciate them more than you know. Back in the day, I took out an ad, a full-page ad in the Washington Post, advocating an end to the war on drugs. Later on, I took out an ad in the New York Times to talk about sentencing reform and prison reform. So that was sort of the beginning of my kind of political activism. I don't consider myself really a political person. I never really wanted to be. But 2016 happened, you know, and all that followed. And, I'm not a big name, you know, but I have a certain kind of platform, and my agent and friend and partner, Shane Salerno, and I, after the 2016 election, made a decision that we were going to use whatever platform we had, in this case it was Twitter, to speak the truth, and in very plain and sometimes in very tough language. We decided to use our strengths as storytellers to make some videos that, I think are very plain spoken about issues, involving justice and involving Trump and all of that. I've been shocked that I think the videos have gotten something like 250 million views. We were very active around the time of the last election, and we're still active.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, 313-577-1019 is the number on the phones. Don, tell us a little about your talk at 1 p.m. at the Main Street Church. What will people experience there?
Well, listen, I really am more interested in doing questions and answers. You know, it's going to be great to connect with readers. I owe readers and booksellers, everything. And so I'll talk about the book. I'll talk about the background of the book. I guess a little about myself, as little as possible, maybe. But really, I'm interested in what the folks want to know or what they want to talk about. And I'll talk about whatever they want to discuss.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is the first book in a trilogy. What mm-hmm. should we expect from the next two? Are you already working on those, or are they still to come?
Oh, Mr. Henderson, I've already finished
them. Oh, you're done with them. That's even better.
Just proofreading the third one just before we got on the phone, that terrible process of proofreading. Well, listen, I think I alluded to this earlier. We're going to move west. The second book takes place in Hollywood, where classically, I think people have gone to reinvent themselves, and Danny Ryan, my guy, does. And then in the third book, we'll be in Las Vegas, which is, I think sort of the ultimate. So, that's what they have to look forward to. And they'll be out, a year.
Yeah. Okay. Don Winslow, author of City on Fire, and featured author at the Midwest Literary Walk. It's been really great to have you here. I want to have you react, though, before we let you go, to mm-hmm. what Stephen King says. Stephen King calls you one of America's best storytellers. I can't think of someone, an author you'd rather have talk about you that way. Did you ever imagine that this would be your life?
No. You can't see me blushing over the radio. I never imagined that. Listen, Mr. King, he's not only a great writer, he's a great guy. I think we're so lucky to have him. And yeah, that's just humbling,
Yeah. It is. Yeah. Okay. Well, congratulations on the book. And we look forward to seeing you in Chelsea.
I look forward to coming. Thanks for having me.
Okay, that is going to do it for us today. Detroit Today is produced by Jake Neer and Sam Corey. Our program director is Joan Isabella. Our technical director and engineer is Matthew Trevethan. And our student producers are Amanda Duran and Chantel Phillips. Detroit Today's music is created by Sam Bobian and Will Sessions. Also want to give a shout out to the folks at KBIA and Columbia, Missouri, the public radio station here where I am temporarily stationed. They are making it possible for me to be there with you on Detroit Today each day in Detroit. This is 101.9 WDET-FM, Detroit's NPR station, your connection to news, music, and conversation. We'll talk again tomorrow.